Prairie Home Companion will be right back after these underwriting messages from NPR.
This is like assisted hearing for a movie theater. It's terrible.
And then we would hear sausages.
I'm Greg. I'm fascinated with nipples.
There's your dinner. Mountain Dew Raisin Ham.
My radio voice.
My radio voice.
He's got his little pointer hand.
I thought I could squeeze in. Everyone was laughing.
There was a joke there, and it went...
Hi, I'm Steve, and I'm talking to a microphone.
It smells like
I just changed fucking radio forever.
Steve, I'm Mike, and I'm watching Steve change the game forever.
Hold on a minute.
What a wonderful.
I'm gonna fucking die from eating cinnamon buns with Katie.
Tsunami of words.
This is how it's gonna go out. I didn't even know that I was shitting my pants.
That is a terrible story.
Please yell jokes into my ass.
Radish you.
That's the worst Pepsi commercial ever.
I don't like him at all. I wish you would stop talking forever.
Put in the cricket noise after this.
Simulated Itchleaf, episode 25. I have title.
I don't get it.
You don't want to do a racist pun?
Well, it works because in our song, you know, the whole like racism, pew pew pew.
It's not in this version, though, I don't
it's
think.
Not it's not in the new version?
No, racism.
Hey, wait, are we recording?
I told you that we were recording.
I know.
This so, is how rumors get started. That
it's
I
important
just...
that I.
You gotta fix that.
Yeah, I'm trying to adjust it here. It's important that I say it. I don't know. I
every episode.
I'm gonna have a regular Oreo now.
I think maybe the title should be called Racism Pew Pew Pew.
Yes.
Alright, before we start on the actual topic, does anybody have anything from the course of the week I want to share?
Course of the week?
Yeah, something that happened. Of substance.
Is that
perhaps?
So you can eat your Oreo?
Yeah.
Okay. I saw Inception. It was very, very good. I was pleasantly surprised how good it
well,
was.
I saw the trailers and I said, that looks good.
No, but I get afraid of movies that are overly convoluted for no purpose. Like a lot of anime is like that for me. Final Fantasy games, I get annoyed with the plot. But this was really well done where you'd have to, I step back a few times and like, wow, they really thought this through. Like, they really created this logic for this movie, and it's pretty airtight. So I was happy with it.
Well, I'm glad. Perhaps I will go see it.
Yes, I recommend. We also saw some of the worst trailers ever before it, because apparently they're coming out with a Facebook movie.
What?
Yes. The guy who invented Facebook apparently has an interesting story to idiots who like that stuff. And
so it's sort of like a biography of the dude from Facebook?
Yeah, the guy who created Facebook.
Is it like Late Shift? Remember that HBO?
Kind of.
Movie?
Kind of, yes. It's kind of like that.
Was that the one for the Leno and Letterman war for Carson's spot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one is about how... this Harvard student creates Facebook, but then other Harvard students say that he stole it. And you know that it's going to be shitty as a movie when they have to put in a Radiohead song to try to get people emotionally invested in their trailer. And
which song?
They had a female choir singing, I believe it was Creep, they were singing.
Ugh.
I was watching...
it was a good song.
It was last Friday, actually. I was watching the number one hits of the 90s. And that was one of them. And they were like, that's not even us anymore. It's just
yeah.
Like, they're like, we'll do the song, but it's just like, it doesn't seem like, you know, where we are.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that's certain for almost every band out there. It's like, you know, stuff they did when they were freaking 19, 20 years old doesn't really hold as much relevance to their lives.
You move on.
Yeah.
It's that weird balance you have to do because people still like the song, but it's not really you anymore.
I think it kind of goes in like a parabola where it's just like, you know, you get starts off, or like maybe an inverse parabola, because like you start off, you're like, yeah, this is getting us famous. And it's just like, no, we're like so much more than this one song. But then like you kind of get older and realize like, well, I mean, it's a good song.
Yeah.
And the people still do like it, so... Might as well enjoy what we're doing.
Yeah, that's kind of what the new Sweethearts fell into with Dildogram.
I can understand that.
I mean, everybody was all like, I want to hear Dildogram
I
more.
I want a Dildogram right now.
I want somebody to knock on my door and be like, Dildogram. Why is it that, okay, we have Punch-Out on in the background, but it's no one's playing it. It's just like going through the title sequence and whatnot. And there's always a fight with just Bald Bull, not anybody else.
Right.
Why don't they switch it up a little bit?
Racist.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about today.
And it's good that we have Punch-Out in the back because they cover all groups.
No, but the thing is, that's what we're talking... That there is a difference between what's going on in this game.
Right.
This is not racist.
No.
These are races of people that are kind of stereotyped in the game.
Right.
Some people call that racism. It's not. Racism has, I think, a lot to do with hate.
Right.
Do I hate Bald Bull? Sometimes, because he beats me up and I need to get a star punch to knock him out.
But you don't hate Turkey.
I don't hate Turkish people because I hate Bald Bull.
I don't know anything about Turkish people.
I don't either.
So, whirling dervishes.
I guess we're just ignorant.
Yeah, actually, I think that's a big part of it. Just ignorance.
Ignorance is... Okay, that's the solution to racism?
No, I'm not saying it's a solution to racism. I'm saying it is... Sometimes ignorance can be racist.
Ignorance is a thing. It can lead to racism,
right.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we don't know enough about a people, we hate them. Because I'm just going to say racism equals hate.
Yeah. I would agree.
But not all hate equals racism?
Correct.
Okay. This is getting too SAT for me.
Well, you're the one who put it in that format, asshole.
I know, and I feel bad.
But, okay, so...
There's a thing where, like, we were talking about this earlier, where if you just notice a characteristic about a group of people and you were to comment on it, even if you, like, it seems like you get a weird look when you mention if someone's black or, you know, Indian or Chinese or...
You'd be like,
Vietnamese.
Oh my God, you pointed out their ethnicity. Yeah. Racist. What? That doesn't make any sense!
Yeah.
This person is black and... I don't even... Is that even okay to say? I don't even... If the PC police taking that one
black
back...
black is fine to
I've heard,
say.
I've heard it's fine, but I'm not sure.
Well, African-American doesn't work because
I don't
some
like
people
it.
Aren't from Africa anyway. So
yeah, well, some of them are Africans. They
yeah.
are from
they
Africa.
They are African-American.
It's true, but if you call a Haitian guy African-American,
yeah,
it's like, fuck you, man.
Pissed.
And then there was that. They were doing Nubian for a while, but isn't that just a specific country in Africa?
Yeah, and that's just wrong.
Wasn't there a musical artist called Brand Nubian?
Yeah.
Don't do the recoil face on the radio. Doesn't work.
All right, so remember last week when I was yelling about onions and how I hate onions?
That was hate.
That yeah. was
that
the thing
was
is,
vegetable
race. When it came down to it, like when we went to Sonic afterwards,
yeah.
I had my burger and I forgot to ask for no onions. And there was onions on it, but yeah. they were the teeny ones. So I couldn't really like go at them, pick them off. Like at least when they put onions on my burger at Chili's or whatever, they put the big onion, I just take my fork, I lift it up. Put it on that little plate that I'm supposed to use for appetizers, but never do.
Right.
And then I don't have the onion there anymore, but I had the little teeny onions on my burger, and there was so much other stuff, like mustard and those jalapeno popper thingies.
Yellow and red, sure.
And there was a lot of other things on there.
Jesus.
That made it so I couldn't really... taste the onions as much as I normally would.
I think this is Dr. King's second dream that you're describing right here.
What?
Being tolerant of onions.
Onion
in
tolerance.
Small doses when they are mixed with other things.
Okay. I need to ask you guys.
What's up?
Is there someone you hate? Whether it's a celebrity or someone that is a real person.
Well, I don't know if celebrity counts.
Okay, well...
I hate celebrity.
You hate celebrity, the concept. All
right. Yeah, I have Russell Brand on my dartboard right now. But I don't know Russell Brand. I just don't like celebrity.
How come you don't like Russell Brand?
There's that gut reaction I have as an insecure man when any good-looking...
British guy?
Any good-looking guy is on the cover of magazines really quickly. It's probably why I hate Johnny Depp immediately. But then there's also other reasons why I hate Johnny Depp.
Well, he likes to narrate things.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, he likes to narrate things, and he also likes to work with Tim Burton.
Yeah.
That was a good combination for a while.
Yeah, but then, like, the... Okay, we're getting off topic.
But I hate... I don't hate Johnny Depp as a person, though.
Okay, let's go with somebody that you actually hate as a person.
I really don't know anymore if I hate anyone as a person.
Steve.
One person.
Okay, you don't have to say their name.
Yeah.
But...
Well, it was my first and seventh grade teacher.
First and seventh?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
You still hate them?
Huh?
You still do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and this is like the only person that I actually hate. Like...
Did she take a switch to you? What's going on?
She made my life fucking hell.
Okay, let's hear it. I want to hear why you hate this person.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
No, this is important.
No, I'm just hoping he's not like, because she was black. Made my life a living hell learning from a black.
Having to look at her black face.
Black face?
Whoa. Oh, mammy.
So wait, she was the racist now?
Yes.
Actually, she was, kind of.
Okay.
Which, like when you were in first grade, I didn't really pick up on it so much. I just thought that that's how all teachers were after kindergarten, you know, that whole deal. Where it's like, things are supposed to change after kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, okay, so life is terrible now. Got it. And then after first grade, I was like, wait a second, no, she was just a raging...
Cunt? Say cunt. We're on the podcast.
The podcast.
Say the fucking cunt.
Say the fucking word.
Say the fucking word.
Yeah, she was a cunt.
Okay, good.
And I remember my best friend in that class, he was a good kid, and he didn't give a shit about anybody or anything, really. He was just kind of like, he was a slob, he like, you know, made terrible jokes. We were kind of good match for each other at the time.
Aww.
It's probably, and one day she
oh, you hated her because she was a transsexual.
Yeah.
The teacher.
No denial.
The teacher asked everyone to like take out a pencil. We were gonna do writing exercises, and he like was looking through his desk for trying to find a pencil, right? And he couldn't find his pencil, and the teacher just went up to the desk. It was a mess. It was like one of those desks, like with the top and had a, like not really a drawer underneath, but like a kind of like a shelf, you know.
Could you lift it up?
No.
Like, oh, okay. That's the ones we had. We had to lift them up.
We didn't get those until later.
And then at some point you get to a point in school where you don't have a desk that you can put shit in anymore.
Yeah.
I have to put my change in from my hot lunch. Which is, just sounds gross.
Hot lunch. But she was getting very upset that he had not found a pencil yet. So she took the desk and flipped it up and emptied out everything that was in his desk in front of everybody. And made him clean it up in front of everybody.
Now clean it up!
Had us all stand up around him in a fucking circle.
Well, that's not humiliating at all.
Not at all, right?
I think my mom did that once.
Oh, my God.
Well, not the same thing, but she was upset that my room wasn't clean. Yeah. So she took all of my things and put them in a giant trash bag and then just kind of threw it in the living room and made it so my room was no longer dirty.
Just the living room?
So I had to... No, not the living room. But like, it was all in this trash bag, and I'm just like, great. Like, my stuff is trash. Awesome.
Yeah. So, and then when I was in seventh grade, and I had her again. Because,
how did this happen? Did she just get promoted to middle school or whatever?
She had been there for a really long time. Like, she was, like, the senior teacher.
But you still, like, I mean, that was a dick move that she did, but it wasn't towards you.
I'm trying to figure like the things that she did towards me like in the class, but I honestly can't remember. I
just blocked it out.
I think so.
Did she pull on your Peter?
There was nothing sexual.
Okay, that's good.
It was all psychological warfare. All
right.
And
when she pulled on the Peter, there was no sexual intention involved.
She made everyone stand up in a circle.
Yeah. That's a fucking thing.
Look at Steve's weird ginger dick. Little.
It's all coming back to me.
Well, he was a kid. Okay. Who has a big dick when they're a kid?
Look at Steve's gigantic ginger dick as a first grader. What a freak.
What a freak.
Look at his big dick.
But you still hate this woman? Like,
yeah.
Even though,
yeah, I really do.
See, there are people I hated back then. They don't carry forward because I don't interact with them anymore.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I guess I should have let it go a long time ago. But for whatever reason, like, I can't. I can't forgive her. And I feel terrible about it in a way, but at the same time, it's like if I saw her on fire, I wouldn't even piss on her.
Wow.
To put her out?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, okay. To get in her mouth. No, but there are dudes I hated in college, there are dudes I hated in high school, but I don't see them anymore, so it's like I dislike
You're
them.
You're away
still.
From the hate. You're away from the things that made you hate them.
Yeah, so like, I don't know what else she did, but. I think that maybe that has something to do with the racist thing too, where the type of exposure you have and your amount of maturity might have something to do with it. My uncle was pretty low key about shit, and he was pretty mellow. He liked everyone, and he started working. I don't remember where he was at, but he was garbage man in some city, and. Because of just his level of immaturity and the type of interactions he was having, by like the third year, he just hated Puerto Ricans.
Because of the way they dealt with their trash?
I guess. He's just like, I just can't stand them anymore, like them. He would say, like, dude, what the hell? But he only has this one, like, type of experience, and he can't, for whatever reason, rationalize, like, well, maybe this isn't the way every Puerto Rican is. Well, maybe I don't even know if they are Puerto Rican or not.
Well, if you talk to the guys that were in like wars like Vietnam and or World War II or Korea or whatever, you find that perhaps those people have a bit of resentment towards those people.
And I can kind of see it during wartime, because how else are you going to justify killing people if you don't mass them into one group?
Yeah.
Because otherwise you realize how terrible it is to shoot someone.
I mean, so soldiers, it's sort of, you kind of, it's ingrained in you to be racist, because you want the enemy, you see this person as an enemy, you don't want to like them, you don't want to feel any sort of kinship with them, you want to be able to kill them.
You don't see them as people.
Yeah.
And that's what racism does.
Yeah.
It takes away humanity.
And we have the same thing here with Muslims and stuff, which, you know. Not even people who are at war. People who just don't feel like they're going to bother understanding
what's
going on.
What are you doing? What are you texting over here?
Huh?
What are you doing?
I'm checking my phone.
Who's texting you during the show?
I asked Katie if she wanted to hang out after the show.
You just like patiently waiting for a response?
I put it on vibrate so I wouldn't see it.
Just fucking with you.
I was being good about it, and I was continuing with the story, you'll notice.
I like how... No, I'm not going to bust your chops anymore.
Son of a B. I was being so professional.
One of the things that you said, I think, was very good. The level of maturity. I think that was an important thing. Because there's... I was listening to Patrice O'Neill talk about it recently, and he said... There are, it is very hard to find an intelligent racist, because they're not going to tell you they're racist. I mean, if someone actually, of average or above intelligence hates somebody, they're not going to be like, gurkadur, I hate the N's and the
S's and the J's.
Can we
other S's?
I hate the I's and the X's.
What are I's?
And the Q's.
Igloo N's, I guess.
So I thought we were hating letters. I was all right. On board.
But It's true. I mean, you can't really. I mean, guys that are smart don't really broadcast it, but the guys that are dumb are like, "Hey, what's going on? I'm gonna hate on this race of people that is different from me."
Yeah, there's a certain. They can put on a face at least, so they can get through the day without. My dad has certain racist tendencies. Let's see if I got a good story. So we were going through a. We were going through, I think it was like a kind of a warm winter at one point, and I had commented on the weather or something like that, and my dad said, and I'm going to quote him exactly.
Okay. I would prefer it, because I don't know, using letters is just kind of...
My dad said, on the way, we were driving to my grandma's house for a birthday or something, and he said, "Oh, it's God punishing those sand niggers for all those, for all those wars across the sea," whatever he said. And I was like, first of all, when you hear sand nigger, it's a harsh, harsh thing to hear.
Yeah.
But then it's like the logic of it. It's like, what do you mean, Dad? Well, he's making his rationale for real was that God,
mm-hmm.
had turned up the thermostat for the world a couple of degrees, so we wouldn't be using as much oil, so that the brown people wouldn't be profiting on Western oil use.
It's a stretch, but I think he's right.
The fucking... And I was just astounded. Like, and it wasn't even like anyone had brought up anything that would have segued into that. It was like it was boiling in him for weeks, and then he finally had someone in the car to talk to. It's like, you know, the fucking weather's blamed on God-hating sand niggers. What? Dad, you're the worst ever.
I've been constructing this thesis for weeks now, sitting up in my library.
He's just studying books. Reading magazine articles.
Oh, apparently the weather's a little warmer this winter.
This recipe book is right.
Oh, it wasn't global warming after all.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's always fun, hearing people justify not believing in global warming for shit like that. Fucking ridiculous.
My dad does believe in global warming,
though. He does? Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's got this weird, like, I don't quite get him. He's got these things that are about him that are like, really? But then he does a tortured logic thing, and it's like, well, at least you're showing your work. I don't know what I feel about this. Like, you know what I mean? He's got the strangest thing. He's got a black friend, because it is fucking pertinent to my dad's weird life, where he's the Archie Bunker of my neighborhood, but he has a friend down the street who's black who gets a kick out of my dad being an idiot, I guess.
Yeah.
And he'll, like, the guy will come by with, like, watermelon slices for my dad just to go to mom and shit. He's like, "Oh, you better stay out of the sun, you're gonna be as dark as I am." So he gives him a slice of watermelon.
Oh, goodness.
I love seeing them together. It's really funny.
They're going to end up retiring together.
It's like a fucking sitcom. It really is.
That's good. That's fun.
But what were we talking? Yeah, there's a level of maturity, and there's, I think, a level of outside sources, perhaps.
It's also...
Outside sources how? Like,
well, I take my dad's tortured logic.
Yeah.
That seems like... And this maybe... Steven, from writing papers back in school, like, if you're locked in the room with only certain reading material, your mind's going to skew that way. If you go to the library and get an opposing viewpoint,
mm-hmm.
you might have more of a round opinion on things.
Which is why they want people to be more informed.
Right.
When they're making a decision like that.
And I think that's probably why, aside from a few other things, but maybe why college students are forced to be a little more liberal, because they're forced into other... different viewpoints.
They're forced into seeing how the world works.
Right, and if you've just got a job and you're not forced to research something you otherwise would have no interest in, and you're basically with the same group of people all the time.
It works, but...
It's like inbreeding for thoughts.
That said, though, there's a lot of people that go to college and they just study what they want to study.
That is true.
Well, that's why you need to go and have some sort of liberal arts.
Yeah.
You need to have, I mean, as much as I hated taking biology, it was important to, I mean, especially as a communications major, because as a communicator, you need to have knowledge of pretty much everything.
Right.
You don't have to be a master of it. It's basically it's the modern day jack of all trades is the modern day communicator, someone who can talk about things or could, you know, carry on a moderately intelligent conversation about any topic. So I had to fucking take this shitty biology. I needed to fucking learn about genetics and learn about fucking why that frog is poisonous and why that one.
Why that race is warts,
I don't know.
What?
No. I stepped on your line. Hear it. Let me hear it again.
Yeah, no. Let's hear it again. Let me loop that into the third version of the theme song.
So 31.
That's the only bit of censoring you may have on the show. The chance that I'll take something you say and splice it into the
theme next theme song is just gotta be me saying cunt over and over again.
That wouldn't be bad.
Why, you don't like saying cunt?
Sometimes it's okay. I think using it too much, it can be a problem. Sort of like marijuana or LSD.
So just like, you know, anything that could be...
Anything that's awesome at first.
Everything is moderation, you know?
Okay, well, the thing is, another point that I wanted to make, at least about racism, is, and we touched on it a little bit with the punch out thing,
yeah.
Using stereotypes for humor purposes or making a joke that is racial, a lot of times will give you a giant stamp on your forehead as a racist.
Right.
And it kind of bugs me, and it just, there is a distinct difference. I mean, there's that level of hate. I mean, if I don't hate somebody that is, my friend Paul, his wife, she's Polish, but I've made plenty of Polish jokes in my life.
Yeah.
I don't hate Polish people. I don't actually think they're dumb, but I've made these jokes and they've gotten laughs and it's fun. But when I talk to her, my friend Paul's wife, who is Polish, she is very intelligent. She's going to get her master's in engineering. Not fucking dumb. She's very smart.
One of the smartest people in my office is Polish, and that seems like a joke. But no, she's very intelligent. I'm not calling my office.
So it's like she's not living up to the stereotype, and that's great. Awesome. But I still want to make a fucking joke about it sometimes.
No,
don't take that away from me.
When I was at culinary school for very briefly... the kitchen humor in general is pretty blue and tasteless and awful. Steve knows, he's worked in the kitchen.
I'm going to eventually start talking about the mechanic shop, so go on.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's a good segue. But, you know, and there's that thing about dudes cooking, so you'd have to be, like, uber masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'd have to, you know, that's why it's a 10-to-1 guy-girl ratio at those schools, because guys just get into the field more. So you say fag and all this other stuff. And... I did that. I was with that whole mentality for the first, you know, month, because I started in October. I went back to home during Thanksgiving break, and my sister will be cool with this because no one knows her anyway. So my sister at that point
hated gays.
No, she came out.
Oh. Okay.
Because she, you know, college, whatever, went to Leslie, it's fine.
Okay.
So, that was a shocker for Thanksgiving, and there was that whole drama. I go back to school, and if anyone said fag or faggot, I was on their case. Like, on their case. Now, before that, I knew they didn't hate gay people. After that, I knew they didn't hate gay people. What I was coming at them was because I hadn't come to terms with that weekend, and I didn't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that I hated gay people, but I had to reassess everything, because you kind of have to.
when something like that happens, yeah.
So I think that might have a little bit to do with why people might not have that, you know, ability to laugh at a racist joke.
I'm not blaming people for not laughing at it.
Well, not even that, but just saying that stamping you as a racist or whatever. I think it's their own level of uncomfortable, because they haven't figured out how they really feel about it.
Really? Oh, yeah. That. So it's their problem. It's not mine. Fuck them. I hate them.
All of them. All of them.
I hate people that call me racist.
All of them.
I think it's also a matter of context. It really is.
Right.
Because if all you did was racist jokes,
yes,
and if you spent your weekends fashioning, intersecting sticks and setting them on fire in people's lawns, then I think that it would be right.
That's true. And there's also that level that, I mean, when Stevie or I or anyone else tells a joke that has to do with race, there's still that, from within us, you can kind of tell, like, no, I don't actually think that.
Yeah, yeah.
How can I look? Oh.
Sorry. You thought there'd be a meeting after this.
Well, no, I just think it was funny because you're like, I think there's some level of, like, if I or Steve said the joke like this, and I was not included in that.
No, I said Steve because now the audience doesn't know which one.
I think we can both make racist jokes.
Yeah. You guys come
we'll let together. The listeners decide whether they want to continue listening to our racist rants.
It's been 25 episodes, so whatever.
I generally don't make racist jokes. I used to, but I
don't like calling them racist. I like calling them racial.
Racial jokes. I generally don't make them, only because I had done the kitchen thing for a little while, like when I was in high school. And then after that, I started working at these car shops, you know? And I knew more racist more racial jokes than any of the guys there, just because I was a funny guy, and I...
Was.
Was, exactly.
this is him without the racist material.
Okay. I have a Prius now, and I'm thinking about getting a nice townhouse in Cambridge, and... Really, really.
It's inexpensive there.
Yeah.
Less expensive than you think.
Yeah.
So you kind of got burnt down on the racist jokes when you were there?
The problem was, like, you saw the people that didn't really mean it.
Exactly, yeah.
I saw the people that had it growing and festering in their heart. You know, just like the absolute, like, I don't like that type of person solely because... of their skin color.
Where do you think that comes from? I mean, there is a certain point.
It comes from trying to get acceptance with a certain group, because when you're kind of trapped in a situation like that and you're trying to relate to somebody, the best thing that you can have before it gets, like, on a superficial level, before it gets any kind of deep, is that, like, hey, we should be friends because we kind of look alike and fuck all those other people. Okay. It's a whole insecurity thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of times you tend to gravitate towards people that look more similar to you.
I mean, just to put it out there, how many black people do we have at our barbecues? How many Asian people do we have at barbecues? I mean, we're not...
Occasionally Tatsu comes.
Tatsu comes. And Tam came out the other day to one of the barbecues. That was cool. And I'm not saying that, you know, we're excluding anyone, but it's just a weird... It's a weird thing that tends to happen, I guess, at least with our group.
I can't say that I have a friend that is black. I have met acquaintances, people that I know, but I don't know. It never happened. It's not because I didn't want it, but I'm not going to go out. There was a bunch, I think it was, which show was it that... Somebody was looking for a... Actually, I think on Lucky Louie.
He was looking for a black friend.
So his neighbor who just moved in was black, so he's like, oh, cool, I can finally have a black friend.
Yeah.
But, you know... I mean, it just doesn't happen, like, magically. I mean, it's just going to happen because you and the other person share interests. And if that doesn't happen, then it's not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. I've been in the situation, though, where I know the only reason why a group of people liked me was because I was white. And that was fucked up.
Because, what, at the body shop or at
the
tire shop?
Yeah, I was working at that shop out in Central Mass. It was like, the only reason why these people tolerated me was my skin color. If I was a couple of shades different,
yeah,
it would have been a completely different situation.
What, like more see-through?
Even that probably would have fucked them up.
Because underneath is all these other colors like blue and red.
They'd have to learn the word translucent. And look that would like have a really jellyfish.
Translucent. I don't like learning words, so I don't like other races. Yeah, I could see having your stance working in that, but I'm privileged enough to have never really dealt with that on any like regular. There was a one time I was at a show, and there was a guy. You know, you see a guy at a bar or a music venue, and you're just like, this fucking guy is out of his mind. He's gonna come right up to me and talk to me.
Yeah,
there's one guy, scraggly son of a bitch. He walks up to me. And there was, like, some song playing overhead between bands. He's like, hey, is this the new Korn album? And I don't fucking know. I don't listen to that shit. I'm like, I have no idea. Like, killing it as much as I can. He's like, oh, I don't know either, because I've been unavailable, with air quotes, for the last 6 months or whatever. I'm like,
what does that mean?
It means he was in jail.
Oh.
But I didn't ask him. I said, okay. He's like, yeah, I've been unavailable. Oh, God.
He's they don't have Korn in jail?
They apparently don't. They probably do, but he just really wanted to talk about
string beans only.
You know? No, he went on this drunken rant, and I'm doing like the.
This is always good when you're on probation.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's terrible in there. I used to drum, and then I got in there for a totally bullshit crime, and I'm like scuffling to the right every time he talks, but he's following me. I don't think he knows what he's doing, but, like, literally, I'm running away at half a mile an hour trying to sneak away, and he's chasing me. But he just went on this tirade of, like, oh, no, the blacks in prison, they've got AIDS, and all they want to do is give you AIDS. And I'm like, all right, I really can't fucking be talking to you right now. And I finally get away, and this girl that had, like, tagged along with us was like, who's your buddy? I'm like, no! No!
He's really great. Go talk to him. Yeah. He doesn't have AIDS.
Oh, yeah, that would have... She happened to have been Indian, so that would have not panned out well. I'm sure he would have had something to say about like every Indian, race.
Indian... Which one?
Oh, do I say Dot or Feather?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. She was...
Racist!
She was Indian, not American Indian.
Lisa Lapinelli,
everybody. From India, Indian.
Yeah. Because I believe American Indian is what they prefer.
But the thing is, like, saying it's an American Indian is kind of crappy, too, because, you know, or...
Yeah, but I
hear Native American...
I mean, they don't like Native American
Native American
either.
Is terrible.
Because, you know, they don't like America because of the fact that we fucking took their shit.
Also, the word native is pretty fucking awful.
Natives.
Yeah, the actual etymology of it means, like, naive.
Oh, okay.
So it's like when you call.
Oh!
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
So yeah.
You're better off just sticking with the tribe, I guess.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, how are you going to, at any point, know the tribe of the person?
Hi. That's
the
My name is Steve. What's yours? That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Not dealing with the race would, you know, make it a lot better.
I think at this point, race is more something that is.
What? Someone's ringing the doorbell.
I'll go get the door.
Oh, I bet it's our crazy neighbor.
I didn't park in front of her house. It's just...
Oh, it might be Dave's dad, because he's going to come by and fix your thing.
I thought he was doing that yesterday.
No, he had to get another part or something.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, let's keep talking races while a stranger comes in. Yeah, and Dago. I really like making fun of Italians.
See, but does that make... Do you hate Italians?
No, I'm part Italian.
See? But, see, that's what bugs me. Because you're saying something in humor to make a joke, because there's these things that exist, these stereotypes and these uncomfortable abilities.
Yeah.
These uncomfortable situations that can't happen because of... race and whatever, and you're just making light of that. You're not making light of...
I was listening to Louis C.K. on YouTube, because I like doing that, and it was they were talking about radio holes, and I don't remember the exact context of it, but I think he was talking about how radio holes don't get the joke, and that's why they ruin it.
Yeah.
He was saying... that the whole point of comedy is to take something and exaggerate it,
mm-hmm.
which is what I'm doing. What I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, oh, there's that that crazy WAP guy over there that's, you know, doing something Italian-y.
Yeah. Like, oh, marinara, whatever. It doesn't matter. But it's I don't know. It's an exaggeration, so I don't actually think that way.
Yeah, it's just something that's funny. It's funny to hear because it's outrageous.
I remember, did you see that thing? It was on the History Channel a while ago. Louis
nope.
Black. Louis Black hosted it. It was called The History of the Joke.
Oh, I did not, but I heard of it.
Yeah, it was not a history of the joke. It was more just like talking about humor and talking about different levels and like... They get to one point where they're talking about racist jokes, mm-hmm. or racial jokes. And there's a comedian who has a bit about fighting a black guy at night. And how it was like fighting a ninja or something like that. And it was good. The crowd got it. And they were laughing. And they show him afterwards. He's at a table with himself, a female comedian, and another female comedian who happened to be black. And that will play into... kind of a role in this. And he was talking about that joke. And he's like, some people get uncomfortable when I'm saying that. And it's like, no, they don't get it. And the black female comedian was like, yeah, because you're just pointing out some fucked up thing in people that makes them racist. He's like, well, it's not a racist joke. People who are darker skin tone
are
would
harder
be hard
to see
at
night.
And the woman's like, oh, I never thought of that. He's like, how could you not have thought of that? So I think there is that part in the whole joking where it's they just get uncomfortable in general about talking about race and stuff like that. That you can't even make an obvious observation about a dark skin tone, things like that. And yeah. It's not like putting it down, like who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's I don't know, it's funny to say things that are
I think it's just so taboo funny. That's why it's still funny.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily the taboo part of it that makes it funny, or if it's, you know, these things that are different between us and pointing them out, and I think that can be funny in itself.
Right. I mean, just like two people of the same race pointing out some physical differences as
yeah.
a joke.
You're a chubby person, ha 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 ha. You're like, tall and skinny, ha 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 ha.
Let's call the whole thing off.
And here comes Murphy.
Murph Man Murphy.
You have red hair.
Oh, I'm glad you guys were able to talk about it.
No, we weren't before.
Oh.
We weren't talking about it before.
No one does.
Wow. So, yeah, I think we solved the problem with racism.
Okay, we did. There was another
what
thing.
I miss?
Louis C.K., you know.
Genius.
Very brilliant guy. On his show, not this past week, but the week before that.
I didn't see the newest one. I saw the week before, though.
And it was him, and he was doing a set, and then...
Yeah.
And he was talking to a couple of the waitresses after the show. And she goes, I got a table of black people. I'm not getting a tip tonight. And he goes over to her and is like, what the hell? That's racist. Don't say that. And she goes, I've been a waitress for X amount of years and blah, 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 blah. I'm not getting a tip tonight. It's not going to happen. And then he's like, I don't know. That's just really a jerk thing to say. And then, you know, black waitress comes up, says the exact same thing. And then he's like, but isn't that racist? And she's like, no, I've never gotten a tip from a black guy.
Yeah.
So he's being like the super ultra liberal like PC guy trying to say, hey, these are terrible things that we need to not say, but in reality sometimes they're true.
Yeah. I wouldn't even say it's like good or bad, like who gives a shit if some
I mean,
people,
you don't want to leave a tip.
They say Europeans don't tip well.
They say Canadians, too. In fact, a lot of times when a waiter will say, I got a table of Canadians, that'll mean that they have a table of black people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
I've only heard that from you.
Oh. Just now.
Yeah. No, because there was a story about down like... Oh, wait, no.
I have heard that before, actually. Never mind.
And it wasn't from me?
It wasn't from you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
They literally had something on CNN about, like, this week. It was one of those fluff pieces, but they were talking about whether Europeans tipped and why. And it, I think there's a thing where it's okay for them to comically muse about it for white people in Europe and to talk about...
To say like, the differences between different groups of white people?
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, the French do this. Oh, well... And it, even with us, like, we were talking about Italians and, you know, we were always doing Irish stuff. And it's like, oh, well, there's a safety in that. But there's that line that you can't cross where it's still cultural... But maybe, there's just that fear, I guess, that you're just jumping to hateful conclusions. So mm-hmm. just cut all ties with it altogether and don't even bother.
Yeah, like you said before, when you start using those stereotypes to hurt the other person or to hurt like them as a group, then mm-hmm. that's where the racism comes in. That's when it turns from racial to racist.
Yeah, when you're taking those stereotypes and being like, this is why I hate them.
This is why I'm keeping you down right now.
Yeah.
To make myself feel better.
Yeah.
I worked with a woman who hated her neighbor. Her neighbor is like a psycho. And every time she talks about, or would talk about her neighbor, she would say, oh, that guy is an idiot. He's Korean. And we'd be like, why are you saying that every time?
Yeah.
I'm not comfortable with that. And then she'd state the actual reasons, but I think that line
was
getting,
mostly Korean reasons.
It was stuff like it has to do with like
which I like to call Koreasons.
It was like typical like that, it's in your head. But no, it was like typical neighborly disputes. But since she kept saying that at the beginning of each time, I think she was even blurring the line for herself.
Yeah.
Which is why we'd have to keep being like, well, what's wrong with your neighbor?
Yeah.
Well, can we all admit that Mel Gibson is a racist?
Yes. But he's probably the type of racist that, like you said...
Stop playing with my bag.
Bull bag.
Stop touching my bag.
My bag. But he's the type of racist... It only seems to come out when he's drunk or angry.
Yeah,
so it's just so repressed.
Yeah. See, this is a... The thing about those tapes is that he is expressing himself, that is him expressing himself at his absolute worst.
Yeah.
He has been wound up so much by either the woman, I mean a lot of the things he did and said were unjustifiable.
Yeah.
I mean, when he hit her, that's fucking no good. Let me just say, him hitting his wife was fucking terrible, and I don't agree with it at all.
You want to hear my favorite thing he said?
What?
He threatened to put her in a rose field.
One of my favorites was...
I'm going to drop you off in paradise.
I think he meant bury her in a field of roses, but it was like, what are you talking about? He's like, so you cut this and that. He's like, I'm going to put you in a field of roses.
All right, my favorite thing was... they were going to have go in the hot tub or something together, and then he went off to go to the bathroom or something. And he came back and she was asleep, and he was all pissed off about it because he wanted. And then he was like, "I wanted to be blown before the hot tub."
Yeah.
Wow.
It's also that stupid anger thing where you just grasp at any straw that's near you.
Yeah.
But the problem with him is that the racist thing was really, really unsettling too close for him to grab every time.
Yeah. So, but I mean, he's a shithead. He said some shitty things that he probably wouldn't say as a sober person or
undergoing therapy.
Under maybe some sort of other things. But we're seeing him at his exact worst, and it kind of sucks a little bit. I'm not going to go and say he's a cool guy, and I'm not going to go out and see his movies. I've never even seen Braveheart.
I saw bits. I didn't really care for it.
A lot of people say that's a fucking amazing movie.
So that's it, isn't it? Racism is just a symptom of something wrong with the person?
Yeah, you're saying as opposed to there being something.
I like Steve is trying to come up with a conclusion for racism, for the whole world problem solved.
Yeah, I am. I think he's right.
It's not someone like, fucking should.
It's not like under this house of awful that racism is like the bottom. There's probably something driving that.
Yeah, I mean, there's some things that probably. I mean, there has to be. I think there has to. I mean, you can't just hate for no reason.
Yeah, there has to be.
That doesn't make any sense. I mean, I hate onions because they don't taste good. In my opinion, I mean that makes sense.
That's why people hate black people, though. White people
because they don't taste good.
They don't taste good. Going down on a black guy, like, I don't like this.
This is too salty.
I think we talked about it earlier on in the podcast, not this part, but I think we smell different to each other.
No, we definitely do.
Because I've heard people say that white people smell like bologna, and
I've heard hot dogs, but it's kind of the same thing.
The same thing, yeah.
Hot dog. Hot dog.
I don't want people to think I smell like bologna. Should I eat more citrus fruit? I don't know. What do I do to not smell like bologna?
Again, it's a person by person thing, but I mean.
But even within the same, there are sections of white males that have a different scent than another section of white males.
Probably because of genetics.
And this is the white female, the same thing.
Yeah.
I've been in this apartment with five or six other guys at varying degrees of body odor and varying degrees of physical activity. So I know for a fact that there's a difference between when Dave would go out to play hockey versus when Andrew would go out to play hockey. And there's this, it's body chemistry, and it's, you know, maybe it has something, it's tied somehow with
how your brain works, and it's like, that person smells odd, I don't like them.
No, I meant why people smell differently.
Oh, okay.
But even
I'm trying to bring it back to racism.
No, that's what I'm saying, people have a certain, racial background might just be predisposed to smelling this way or this way.
Yeah,
this way.
Who knows? I mean, that's not racist. That's your body trying to function like it wants to.
That's not good or bad. So who cares what someone smells like?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't like the way someone smells, then you're not going to be around them.
I mean, all I'm saying is that people in general are disgusting, so who cares?
Yeah.
What level on the line graph of disgusting smell you have? We all smell pretty disgusting.
But I think a lot of it is at least sometimes what you enjoy the smell of another person can. I mean, even a natural body odor can attract you.
Yeah,
I mean,
there's that too.
The pheromones of it, I think. I mean, I think that exists. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I believe there's that overlap that helps when you're finding a mate.
I remember reading in some girl magazine when I was
a woman.
A woman.
back in the day.
Back in the day of womanhood. That one of the great things, it was one of those things how to attract a man or whatever. And it said most men are really attracted to women by scent.
So I don't disagree.
Yeah. So if you have a guy over your house, bake cookies and he'll probably sleep with you.
Really?
There's also that thing about why cologne might not necessarily be a good thing to wear when you're going for a lady. I mean,
yeah.
Unless you're rank. But
I tend to only put on deodorant because I just don't want to fucking pits. Well,
it's
going on.
You're trying to put out that scent, man. You're trying to
catch
that.
So if you put on cologne or other stuff, it covers up the scent. So heavy colognes and perfumes always give me a headache anyways.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
I don't
a gal comes up and she's like, I've got this new scent on and here, smell it on me. And I'm like, no, away.
You're just trying to make it better for people who would not be attracted to your scent and wouldn't go after you. It's
it's dishonest.
It's dishonest, but it's
damn women and their dishonesty.
Yeah.
Episode 31.
Sexism.
Yeah. You should just go through all the isms at this point.
Jism. We do that every week.
Yeah, but not
on the show.
We don't commit to talking for an hour.
I wish I had that shit that we were talking about with Steve and his wiping jizz from his mouth was on the air earlier. I can't repeat it.
No.
I mean, I can repeat it, but it's not going to be as funny, so it sucks.
Yeah.
At least the three of us will be able to enjoy what I said earlier.
Two of us. Oh. You missed out, America.
Sorry, you missed out on funny things.
Sorry, America. So,
we should do that every week, talk about something that was funny said that we can't repeat because it won't be as funny the second time around. Onions. Yeah.
I like it.
Oh, man, that'd be a good stand-up act.
Which is talking about jokes that I told earlier that can't be really repeated because it wouldn't be as funny telling you guys.
It's like that you had to be there set.
Just getting up on stage being like, so this really funny thing happened the other day.
But if I try to explain it to you, you wouldn't have been there, so therefore you wouldn't think it was funny. So I'm not going to do it. Oh, no!
Oh, my God. So here we are.
Here we are at the end of the show.
That was... Yeah, turn up that. Was that Dave's dad, by the way?
Yeah, it was.
Excellent.
Did he hear me say WAP?
Perhaps. He's still here.
If he didn't before...
Well, is this the ending theme?
Well, turn it down. No, it's not the ending theme.
Similarly, it's released.
That was as mature of a handling of that subject as we're ever going to get.
I think so. I mean, there was some jokes in there, but I think it was a very serious conversation that we had.
One of our better episodes. Let's talk about how great this episode was.
Let's talk about how great we are in comparison to other races and ethnicities.
If you want to compete for the amazing race, please send us an email at simulateditchrelief@gmail.com.
Show us a swatch of your skin tone.
Go to Home Depot. They can do it.
But yeah, I remember when we when Steve Woodbury and I came into the room and you're like, what are we doing the show on? It said racism. You're like, oh no!
It's not a light topic. We were doing a bunch of heavy lifting this week, and yeah. I think we did a good job.
It was good.
I don't know if the listeners will think so. They'll probably be like, "You guys are racist."
Stamp on the head.
I think it was good that we put it out there that we don't. It's not like
we don't hate people for no reason.
Yeah.
you give us a reason, we'll hate you.
Yeah, there are plenty of reasons to hate people on an individual level.
Yeah.
You don't need to fucking search for
it. Let's when I meet a person and they're good to me, regardless of their race, I'm going to like them. Fucking if they're a shithead to me, regardless of their race, I'm probably not going to like them.
Did you leave when at the housewarming party when Dave told the story about that idiot in his class who said the racist thing?
I think I've heard that story before.
Oh, I'll just say it anyway because I brought it up. So there's this, they broke up into groups, and it's one of those things those exercises where you have to decide who gets off the life raft.
Yeah. One of those ethics or morality questions or whatever.
Fat man.
And I guess this girl who was like a psychopath was like the spokeswoman of the group, and she said the single black mother of the 3-year-old baby or something like that. And the teacher said, okay, why? And I guess she said, because she's black and therefore inferior. And the class was like silent, but until like a split second later, when apparently this big black guy named Precious stood up and said, I'll stab your ass. Which is awesome.
Holy shit, that is like not even like, she must be really dumb.
I mean, I've heard like people a little bit younger than me, not many, but there's this girl, I'm not going to say her name on the air, but she came up to Dave at work and was concerned about a coworker who was dating a black man because she heard that it wasn't clean. But she was like, that's like pulling him aside, like, I'm really worried that this is going to happen. Yeah, you're ruining my flow. But no, like, it was this like legitimate concern where it's like, no, it's not good. When the opposite is true, it's good to not have the same parties in the gene pool all the time.
Yeah, it's actually better to have things like that.
Yeah.
Go on, as far as genetics go.
Yes.
But you don't necessarily want to go down that road because then you're kind of preaching Hitler stuff.
Right.
Because, you know, you want these good genetic qualities.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know what's great? Being attracted to what you're attracted to.
There we go.
Whom you're attracted to, when you're attracted to them. It's fun to go out and make jokes, but at the end of the day, just, you know, fucking hug people that you like.
Yeah.
And hug people that you like.
Yeah, that's a nice message to send at the end of the racism show.
Hug people that you like.
Yeah.
You know what? Just, you don't like someone,
Don't talk to them. You don't need to, you know.
Don't dwell on it either.
Although
it's too short to be doing.
There's something that I had kind of racing in my mind, but it was just something that there's a Busta Rhymes song. I think I've talked about this before. That says, "All my N words, dirty, hungry, and thirsty, hit you like a 30-30 for what you're worth to see." And if I was to like walk down the street and sing that song the way it actually is said,
yeah,
then people would say you're a racist for saying that word. But I'm like, not racist for saying that word. I like a black artist, and I'm repeating his work.
Yeah.
But as a result, I kind of adjusted the lyrics accordingly so I could sing the song and not worry about getting punched.
What'd you say instead of N-word?
I said dishes.
Nice.
All my dishes, dirty, hungry, and thirsty. And it works.
Yeah.
Sort of.
So you can find us on Facebook.
You can.
Yeah, go search Simulated Itch if we have a fan page. There's something that I noticed on our email. Somebody gave us a not like. We have a negative one like. What does that mean? How did that happen?
A not like.
Like, you have, like, there's like a stats page where, or on the email it says, you have this many views of your page, this many people are your friends, edition, and this is how many likes you have.
Oh, I don't look at that.
And it said negative, well, I don't look at the actual Facebook, so, but all I look is that email that says what happened this past week, and it's been becoming less and less in every category.
Yeah.
But now we're going to negative numbers for people liking our show. Someone said negative like.
How can you negative like? You
can't, I don't know.
You can only like something.
You can't dislike it?
No.
Well, somebody found a way because we have negative one like.
I think maybe someone just like deleted that from their friend thing. Maybe
fuck them. I hate them. I hope they're not a race that's different than me, so I'm not labeled a racist. Hug and people you scene. Like. Oh, now let's just laugh first, though.
Alright guys,
I both like double stuff Oreos and golden Oreos. I'm an equal opportunity Oreo liker.
As long as it's white on the inside.
It's alright, he's white on the inside.
I like the chocolate ones too.
Bam.
Good episode.